Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Camel Country, 107.9 Kettering, Cheyenne. Nate Smith, what's up, dude?
What's happening, my friends? How we doing?
We are great. You know, this is the third time we've seen you in a year.
I'm so sorry.
I feel like, no, we love it. I feel like you need to take up residency in Arizona.
Oh, man, I love Arizona. It's awesome, huh?
Well, Arizona loves you.
It's a good time.
And, fun fact, the last time he was here, it was New Year's Eve. You were at Gila River Resorts and Casinos Wild Horse Pass, and we are standing on the Gila River Resorts and Casinos Country Club. So it's always Gila. It's Gila all the time.
Gila everywhere.
Gila everywhere.
So now there was something big that happened between then, us seeing you then, and us seeing you now.
I don't know what that is. I wonder what that could be, huh?
Could be, a ACM nomination, maybe. Oh, my God.
Oh, exciting.
Dude, I'm so fired up about that. That's crazy. Dude. Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
That's a really, honestly, an amazing thing. Mm-hmm. I can't believe. I didn't even know I was in the conversation, and just seeing it up there is just pretty. And everybody that's on that list, they're my friend.
Yeah.
So I kind of want everybody to win.
That's
you know?
The great thing about country music, I think, though.
Yeah, I mean,
friends.
It's like, those are my buddies. You know what I mean? So we're all texting each other, congrats, and.
How did you find out that you got the nomination in the first place?
Just a bunch of text messages in the morning, you know?
That's something we need to stop that.
We need to unnormalize that.
Call people.
Call them and like, hey, guess what? But everybody's like, hey, dude, congrats on the nomination. Congrats. I'm like, oh, what?
You're like hold on. Like Flatland Cavalry, they were up here yesterday. Yeah. And I asked them the same question because they're up for group of the year. And they were like, oh, yeah, our manager just texted us first thing in the morning. Do you know how mad I would be if we got nominated and Drew Blando just texted us?
Well, okay, but there's six guys in that band, right?
Care.
I mean, one big group
call
text,
every
right?
one of them.
Yeah, call every one of them. I feel like you guys deserve that.
Okay, but would you have answered the phone if all those people that texted you called you? Would you have answered?
Why would I not? Why would I not?
I don't know.
You know? Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Like, see? Off to voicemail you go.
You got my number. We're friends, you know? That's the deal.
Well, congratulations on nomination.
Dude, thank you so much, man. I'm really fired up for it. So.
That's awesome. Well, and other big news, also, your EP, Through the Smoke, is also out. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you.
Tell
thank
us a little
you.
Bit about the EP.
Man, I've been excited to get that one out. I put some more songs together, and like the idea of that song, that album was just basically like, you know, what's it like getting through the other side of heartbreak, you know, through the smoke of your life. And for me, like fire is kind of a theme for me being from Paradise, California. We had that whole fire there and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It just feels like that's a theme for my life. So like through the smoke is like getting through the heartbreak, getting through the journey, you know? So
I love that. Well, congratulations again. And also, you have a new song that's dropping at the end of this month.
I do.
With Haley Witters, who was here last year at Country Thunder, and Lee Bryce, which is fantastic.
Crazy, right?
Yeah, super awesome. It's called Drinking Buddies. Are they your drinking buddies? Like,
we're definitely becoming buddies, for sure. You know, me and Lee are texting all the time. We just talked yesterday.
We love
and,
Lee.
Yeah, when we were filming it, he ended up pouring a whole whiskey drink all over my brand new jacket.
Oh, that was nice of him.
So Lee, you owe me about $2,000, buddy. So let's just go there.
Yeah, I like that. I think that's solid.
You're heading out on tour with Morgan Wallen, right?
Yeah, we're out now. So we just started the tour with him, and it's basically like school, because there's so much to learn. Like you go from like clubs, you're doing arenas, and the stadium's a whole other level. From like your ears, using your inner monitors are definitely different in a stadium.
Yeah.
You know, getting used to the fact that when I run out to the end of the truss, it's 60 feet from the drum set, so I'm out of breath.
Oh.
So I'm like, it's time to hop on that treadmill, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And just, I mean, there's a lot to learn, you know?
That's also, what makes it different, like with your in-ears, what makes that so different?
I mean, you can't take one out, really. And,
oh,
if, and if you do, it
gotcha.
Could be really, really bad.
Yeah.
I mean, the wash in that place is just insane. Also, like, my front of house engineer, like, he's mixing all the sound that you guys are hearing that coming out of the speakers, and, like, that sounds different in a big stadium. It's very, very washy and
wow,
stuff.
The things you don't know when you're not the man, the person.
Well, Morgan was in the news, what, a couple of weeks ago? And involved
a couple
chair.
Days ago.
A couple days ago. Has it been? Is it that short? It feels like so long ago. We've talked to him so much about it.
5 days ago.
Speaking of exchanging text messages, has there been any exchange between you and Morgan since then at all?
Just more about the tour related and stuff like that. And I think he's a hilarious guy.
Yeah.
Like, I think everyone thinks that one's a pretty, I mean, I'm so glad nothing happened, you know, obviously and stuff, but I think it's funny. You know, I just, I do.
Do you think it was a publicity stunt for Eric Church's bar?
Was it a publicity stunt?
Yeah.
No.
There's a lot of, you know, that
no,
going around.
That's just
okay.
Morgan.
No, all right. It's just Morgan being Morgan.
No, it's not a publicity stunt.
Oh,
okay.
We all throw things when we're drunk, dude.
You know, that's true. That is true.
Have you thrown a 20-pound chair?
I've thrown a cooler. I've done some things, too,
I've
in my time.
I've thrown hands.
So.
Does that count?
You throw hands?
I can throw hands. I've done that before.
But now, you got famous on TikTok. There's a song that kind of blew up for you on TikTok. And so you had a lot of fans on social media. Then you go out and do shows where people are buying your tickets. Just blew your mind. I mean, talk us through.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a crazy thing. And it just kind of makes you realize that, like, because when TikTok was first getting going and you're teasing your songs on there, it kind of felt like all these views and stuff, it didn't feel like it was real, I guess. So, like, when you actually go out and see that people actually bought tickets and they're hanging out at the shows, it's pretty mind-blowing. It means, oh, my gosh, this is actually working. So, yeah. I'm really grateful for the turnouts. We sold out every show on my tour, and it was pretty awesome.
That's awesome.
Dude, you tore up the stage at Gila. I can't wait to see you on the stage here at Country Thunder, man.
Dude,
this
is going
to
be a blast.
I do got to ask you, I noticed you have some new ink.
I got new ink, guys.
You did get new ink.
So,
right here?
I got a cross right here. It looks kind of poor right now because it's healing.
It's healing, yep.
And so is this. But
I love that.
I just thought, you know, one day, like, my future your wife will get this right here, so I was like, let's give Christ this other hand here, you know.
Did that hurt? Because I've been thinking about getting that same finger done.
No, and also this tattoo right here didn't hurt. It hurts more like on the inside right here, but like on this top part, it didn't hurt too bad. But I love eagles, it's my favorite animal, and all my merch actually has this exact tattoo on it.
I love that.
So all my new merch coming out, my hats and my hoodies have this like eagle right here, and it says live, don't exist, because sometimes I need to be more present. And somebody in Australia told me that. He's like, dude, get out of your hotel room and go live. He's like, live, don't exist. And I'm like, I needed that. So like, that's something I'm going to carry with me the rest of my life.
I'm probably going to like adopt that.
Come on.
Because I think that more people need to do
live,
that.
Live, don't exist. Yeah,
wow,
yeah.
I like that.
Dude, so great seeing you again.
Thanks
so
for the support on Bulletproof and everything else
great
going
song.
On. It means a lot to me.
We've
I'm
been
so,
pumping it up.
All right.
Absolutely.
Come on.
Dude, welcome to Country Thunder, man.
Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nate Smith. Go.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.